I am Kent Lorenz. I'm the head coach at Old Spartans.
Kent, you guys had an opportunity to play a playoff game under the Friday night lights there in Red Deer last week. Just walk us through your process in getting your team ready and what it was like to hit the field for an opportunity like that.
Yeah, we worked hard all week in the cold weather getting ready for Friday, and I thought we had a really good week of practice. Unfortunately, didn't tabulate that on the scoreboard, but it was a great facility to play at, and the boys played their best, but it just wasn't quite there that day.
So Bow Valley winds up taking you guys out of the provincial playoff contention there. Just your thoughts on how the game played out and what maybe made the difference in the end.
Well, the game was really quite close for most of the game. I think it just went down to a few things where we were able to not quite convert third downs, and they were, and they got a few bounces here and there, and we just come up on the short end of the sticks.
So overall in the game itself, you know, what was your message to your troops there after it finished up?
I let the kids know, the players know that I know they give it their best effort and they left everything out on the field. Not all the time are you going to get the victory, but a lot of time it's about the process and looking each other in the mirror at the end of the game and just be able to say, yeah, we did our best as a team and I thought they did.
Obviously, each year at the high school level, you've got players that graduate, you've got players that may have other opportunities. So each team is, you know, a one-year kind of thing. So just how special was your group for 2024, Kent?
Oh, it was a great group of players. Like, we had 22 rookies on the team and 12 players that had never even played the game of football. So considering the amount of growth that we saw as a team, we were very, very happy with the season as a group.
You bet. How many total players did you wind up having this year?
Well, we had 35 players, so roughly 70-75% of our team were brand new to high school football. So with that, there's 4 or 5 players that are graduating, and it's been a pleasure coaching them this year, but a lot of the players will be back. There's a few that will definitely be moving on or having other opportunities, but we take every year as a unique situation, and we welcome any kids that come out.
For sure. For the kids that have been part of the interlocking system that is the Olds Peewee Huskies and the Bantam Bulldogs and up to the Olds Spartans here as the minor football continues to feed for you guys with some great success in those programs over the last few years as well. Just how strong is the Olds football factory here, as it were, heading into the future, Ken?
The minor football has really been growing as an organization and preparing the students well to move on to high school if they choose to play. And it's been a lot of work together with them, with the high school, and it's been a great partnership. So we're very happy having that relationship and working together.
I know you guys have been working on trying to get to some facilities and some extras out at the Normie Kwong Park there. Do you have any information there that you wanted to share about what may be coming in the future?
Yeah, we're working hard to get some facilities put in for change rooms out on the field area, and just looking at ways to improve, you know, everybody's experience at the game, looking at different ways for a little bit better sound for the fans, and just overall, you know, support the community too that come out, just to give them a great experience when they come to watch.
Wonderful. Well, congrats on a great season here. Again, 7 wins during the regular season, 2 losses, and then an opportunity to play in a playoff game. It was a great season for the Spartans, and it was fun to be able to follow you guys as the journey progressed here throughout the year. Thanks so much, Ken.
No, we really appreciate your support. Thank you very much.